guys, welcome to Game Chat, where we're talking about Batman Enemy Within, Episode 3, The Fractured Mask. And this was a Telltale game published and developed by, the episode's released between 2017 and 2018. But again, welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. We always start with intros, so you lovely folks listening can know who you're listening to. And our intro question this week that always has to do with the game that we're playing, who would you hang out with in real life from this episode of Batman, The Enemy Within? And right, no judging on your decision.
Oh, okay. This is Franco, and well, considering everybody over there is psychopaths, a tie between Alfred and Gordon.
Okay, all right. Yeah, this would be fun. Next.
Hi, this is Kevin, and I'd hang out with Catwoman, because Catwoman's a very attractive woman.
Wow. Yes, but, she is.
What? Yes. That's
no, like, judging.
No judging.
Don't judge me.
All right, next.
This is Chris, and it would have to be hands down Waller, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
No, just kidding. Out of everyone, the most normal person out of there that I would feel most comfortable with even being around would be Tiffany.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Tiffany would be cool. Plus, she has that kind of like tech background. Yeah. So you'd have a lot to talk about. Yeah. She could show you some, like, you know, the cool stuff she's working on and has worked on. So, yeah, that's a good one. This is Steph. And gosh, there were honestly, like, there were a few that I would hang out with. But I think that it'd be really, you know what, I'd hang out with, like, I think I would hang out with Bruce. I think I'd hang out with Bruce Wayne. I think just like, I kind of want to hang out with Selina, but I kind of would, I think, be a little, suspect that she would like steal something off of me, or tie me to a chair and beat me up, which might be kind of nice. I don't know. So,
Whoa! but I was gonna say, said the person is suspicious she'd steal something from me. Said the person who's a klepto in like everything.
Yes, that's true. I am. Yes. I think I'd hang out with Bruce. We'd talk about something. He seems sometimes normal. But what is normal? You know. Anyways.
I feel like he wouldn't be able to give you his undivided attention, though.
No, he wouldn't. Like, no, it would totally have to be like,
it would be like, so one-sided.
He would have to leave for a few hours and then come back, and like we'd have like 5 minutes to like chat, and then he'd be like, "Whoops, gotta go." We will kick this off, going right into it. Episode 2 kind of ended on a cliffhanger. Well, not kind of. It did. You find out what's in the box, and that is Riddler's cold, dead body. And then also Catwoman shows up. So we saw her a lot in season 1. And here she is again at our doorstep, just like, you know, the neighborhood stray cat. So back at the hideout, you know, Catwoman's there. The group is kind of like introducing you to her. You know her. Did you guys say that you know her, or did you pretend like it was your first meeting?
I think I pretended like it was the first meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did too.
Yeah.
I was afraid. I was afraid to be like, oh yeah, we've met each other before, because I was just like, that's going to end up being possibly a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Hey, buddy, old pal.
Yeah. 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 And then plus, like, you know, I never want to, my role in this game was to, like, never act like I knew more than Harley Quinn while I was around her.
Yeah.
So everyone said that they pretend like it was their first meeting. So we don't know. We don't know. There's, you know, maybe there was a different way to go with that. So when you're alone with Catwoman, though, did you like, I really felt like towards the beginning here, like they were around all of these people and yet like you had options to be like, oh, did you come back for me? Like, and so you have like options to make Bruce like this, like kind of lovesick puppy to Selina because they had a thing last season for those listening. Did you guys like go with that or did you just like talk mission and just kind of like ask why she was there?
No, I probed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was a lovesick puppy. Yes.
Oh, you were a lovesick puppy. So you actually, so what happened when you said like, when you asked her if she came back for you?
Typical Selina, I would think. Chris could back me up. It's like, she's like, well, you know, sort of like she's not, you know, kind of acting not committed, you know.
Yeah, she kind of played into it, but didn't quite give anything away.
That's Selina.
Yeah.
That's so Selina.
Yep.
But yeah. Oh, and also for those listening, at the end of, like, she just kind of left you at the end of the first season, if I remember correctly.
On a motorcycle.
Yeah. On a motorcycle, she was just kind of gone, and you were just kind of like, oh, but.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah. It's like, I was expecting that response from her, and that's kind of like why I was.
That's true.
Those options.
That's true. I just think that Bruce seems a little too cool to be like, oh, did you come back for me, Selina? Like,
he wasn't pleading or being
okay,
like, the type of thing. He was like playing like the coy playboy type guy. You know.
You could never tell. Like, you never tell with Telltale.
He was the playing the George Clooney-esque.
All right. That's okay. I can see that then. I can see that. So how did you guys feel about seeing Selina? I mean, we kind of brought this up last week, but are you guys happy that they included Selina in this season? Kind of an old face?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
kind of, it's Laura Bailey.
It is Laura Bailey. I did not even realize. I heard one voice when I was playing, I think maybe the fourth episode. I heard a voice and I was like, is that? Because I kind of thought it was maybe Matthew Mercer or something. Oh, no, I thought it was someone, like another actor. And I was looking at the IMDb and noticed that, like, Selina Kyle is Laura Bailey. And I was like, oh, I didn't even, like, it does not sound like her. Like, it doesn't sound, anyways.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
I was happy to see her, but also, like, oh boy, another ball to juggle.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of like, oh gosh. Like, because I was kind of afraid that she was going to, like, completely out me and be like, Bruce, what are you doing here? You know? But she was fine. She was fine. So it was okay. But I was a little nervous at first. But I'm always happy to see Catwoman and Selina Kyle. So then Harley pulls you aside. So like, did you guys, so I know that when it all depends on like who you left behind last episode in episode two. You could either leave Harley or Bane. I know when Harley came back, she was very, like, it really didn't make that big of a deal of it. Like, she kind of was upset, but, you know, she didn't act too butthurt about it, I guess. Did Bane act similar, or what was the response there? Did he even say anything about Bane being left behind last episode?
Bane was not was not the happiest camper.
Sure. Sure.
It was like 50-50, I guess. He was not happy, but he didn't like exactly tear the place up either.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he wasn't going to like murder you, but he wasn't. he was upset.
Yeah.
Right. He came back more convinced that there was a mole than anything that, you know.
Yeah.
Than anything else.
So then Harley pulls you aside and shows you the laptop, Riddler's laptop that is encrypted. I mean, there's really nothing there. I mean, she shows you the laptop. You can kind of respond that you'll help her, but even if you responded that you don't want to help her, I think she's still like, ah, you're going to do this for me. You're out in the alleyway outside because you're going on a little mission, I think, with John and Catwoman. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So Waller calls you in the alley. How did you guys respond to that? Like, you could, like, I wrote down some of the options here. It was like you could blame her that Innocence died in your last mission out, I guess. That Harley's on the move, or you can, like, I think it's sarcastic, but thanking her for an apology. Like, did you guys blame her for things that are happening, or did you kind of play it cool?
No, I blamed her.
I blamed her.
How did she respond? Did she get upset?
She's like, I know.
I lost friends and everything and blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
oh boy.
Well, I'm a man Waller, blah, blah, blah.
Basically said that it was okay for them to essentially take the package and that it wasn't worth putting any agents in the line of duty to.
Yeah.
It's like you basically said, offered up everyone as a sacrifice and stuff.
Oh, that's right. Because she was just like, yeah. It just clicked with what she was like. It was about the package in the second episode because she was just like, give it to them.
Yeah.
Let them have it after sacrificing several agents. So, yeah. So did you tell her, I don't know if she knew that Catwoman was there, but you could say that Catwoman was there helping. And you could also tell her that Riddler's eyes were the key. I hung up on her during the second conversation.
I forget what it was. I said something, but I didn't.
I mentioned Riddler's eyes.
Oh, what did she say?
She...
Because it was really quick because Catwoman and John were like coming to you. Quick.
I think she like thanked him. Oh, okay. Or something like that.
Wow. Yeah. Goodness.
Or was like or acknowledged that they had known or something like that.
Oh, okay.
It was just really quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually said Riddler was the knew about the black site.
Oh, okay.
So she, basically same thing as Chris. Thank me for the information. And like, I gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He either said something about the black site or said that Harley was on the move.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. John was super cute with Catwoman. He was. Yeah. He was like talking to her and you know excitedly and talking about how good of a friend he was with John. You know, with Bruce, and it was adorable. Then you're trying to. I don't remember exactly what you're breaking into, but you're trying to break through into a fence.
Into the Riddler's.
His place, his death trap.
Trying to break into a place you've been there, been to before.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was a different facility.
Oh, okay.
It looked exactly like the other one.
It looked a lot like it, but I'm pretty sure it was a different place because.
Wait, are you talking about the water tower?
I don't think it was the water tower because.
No, it was. They said broken down water tower.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It seems like they had a harder time breaking into it before.
Yeah, they had a harder time. And then it seemed like that there were like new stuff there too. Like,
because the speakers weren't there anymore.
Yeah.
That's true.
So well, maybe the cops moved them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you did run into, I forget what his name is, outside of it.
Yeah, the detective there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Bullock. Yeah. So you run into Bullock outside after John tries to open the fence very loudly. Yes. So I accidentally, like, I told Bullock, I was like, as Bruce Wayne, I was like, oh, Gordon will vouch for me.
Yeah,
and
it didn't hit me until like later. Like, I think Gordon asks, because Gordon he calls you later, and I think he says something about it. And I was like, oh crap. That's right. Like, I was just thinking, oh yeah, like Gordon, he'll vouch for me. Like, this is, oh wait, this is Bruce. It isn't Batman. Whoops. Whoops.
Nope, I went
Bruce is probably friends with Gordon as well.
Well, no, because Gordon says that, like,
not according to later, what happens later on, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because later he's, like, telling Batman to keep an eye on Bruce.
Well, probably not as close friends, but, like...
I mean, I'm sure that they've met each other.
Yeah.
Definitely acquaintances. So, how did you guys handle Bullock? Because I know that you can either... There's a point where you can either let John knock Bullock out on the head. You can punch him as Bruce. Or you can offer him a bribe.
I bribed him.
Ooh, yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not that type of cop. And Bruce is like, hey, it's not like that. It's just like, this will help you out. And, you know, no one has to know. Just take the money and we'll call it even. And basically just, because then he starts to like call the station.
Yeah.
And John is like slowly creeping up with the crowbar. And Bruce is like, hey, like, look, it's not like that. It's just like, just take the money and go. And that's all it is. So he was like, all right, fine. And then just gets up and leaves.
Yeah, he's kind of like, if I remember correctly, I feel like I've like seen, like I've heard of him before in other iterations, I think. And I think he's kind of a dirty cop. Of course, a lot of the cops are dirty, I think, in Gotham. But
Bullock is usually...
Am I getting my people wrong?
Bullock can sometimes be dirty, and other times he's just like a complete waste of space. Like, he's really not that good of a cop. I think he was in the animated series, and he was the
happy guy. Maybe that's where I believe I remember him from. Just
like, is like, Batman.
Yeah. Yeah. I punched Bullock. Because again, I just did not, I don't trust these psychopaths with like, bats and mallets, because I'm just like, I don't know if they're gonna, like, I can punch him and know that I'm just knocking him out, but they might hit him in the head a few times if I let them. So
yeah, I did the same for almost the same reason. Rather let it be me doing the
at least you can judge. Exactly. I mean we can't control it as players,
right?
But how do you
knock somebody out? I have no clue.
So you finally get into Riddler's death trap, the special place, the water tower, whatever it is. And, you know, you're kind of looking around for things. How did you guys like this whole kind of like the puzzles in here? Because you had like the floor, what do you call them? Pressure plates that you had to push. Did anyone die? I died once, honestly.
I died once because curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't die.
Yeah, I died because I touched the thing.
Yeah.
Yes. I went and did all the stupid pressure plates. I should have touched it first.
Oh. Because
then I wouldn't have had to go through the whole entire damn process again and talk to everybody.
Yeah.
How'd you end up dying?
What? Oh, I decided to go and touch the Tesla coil.
Oh,
yeah.
Franco.
Yep, same thing, Tesla coil.
Yeah, we all touched the Tesla coil, Chris.
Yeah, it was like, I saw the electricity, and I'm like, yeah, I'm staying far away
from
that.
That's probably that you're the wisest. You're the wisest out of all of us in that instance. We all
tried to be idiots. Ooh, I'm going to touch it.
What is this? This is shiny. John pulls you aside. Well, you can go up and talk to John and Catwoman upstairs, but you go, I talked to John first. And he expresses concern about Catwoman. Did you vouch for her? Or did you like act like kind of like pretend that you were suspicious about her as well?
I said I would just take care of her or handle her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of like, I don't know why I'm trying to manage Joker. So I'm like, I sort of played along and says, yeah, keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
Sort of you know, giving him something to do, basically.
Yeah. How are you guys feeling about Catwoman at this point in the story? Not given whatever happens later. At this point in the story, like, were you guys suspicious of her? Or were you trusting of her?
I was just disappointed.
You were disappointed? What do you mean?
Well, so this was after the computer and everything, right?
No, not yet.
Okay. Before. No, this is before.
So, yeah, okay. At this point, yeah, I was trusting of her.
Okay.
She was, she was going along with everything, so.
Okay, yeah, yeah, she was. I was still, I mean, even though I like Selena and Catwoman, I still didn't really understand I still wasn't really trusting of what she was doing there. Like, why was she being so helpful? So even though I was glad to see her, I was like, I don't know. I fully trust her being here. Like, I'm definitely going to keep an eye out on her. But yeah.
Yeah. It's the old, she's always going to do what's good for Selena first. So.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. So you can also have a little conversation with Selena. Or with Catwoman, I mean, and continue your flirty flirt if you, like, here's the thing, all right? So, like, I've already said it, I'm a big Catwoman, Batman shipper, but, like, up until this point, or up even, and, like, even at this point, I was like, these are not the times, guys. These are not the times to be, like, flirting. Because, like, you have a bunch of psychopaths. John's right downstairs in this moment. And I'm like, I don't know what he can hear. I don't know about the echo quality in this chamber, in this death chamber. And so I was like, let's keep it to a minimum. Let's, like, you know, I'm not going to flirt with her, even though I wanted to as Bruce. So I didn't take the chance to flirt with her here.
Yeah, neither did I. Because it was for the same, pretty much the same reason.
And then she, you know, things go awry and she, like, tries to attack you.
So I love it because, so once you solve the pressure plates and everything.
Yes.
So John wants to go down the elevator with you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So John was like, so I went to John and I'm like, no, I want to go down with Catwoman.
And
he was very suspicious and it's like,
yeah.
And then I was like, I chose the option of, you know, can we just have a moment and to give him and to wink at him?
Yes, the wink.
Yes.
So I did that, and then John
didn't do that.
And John's like, "Oh, okay, I got you."
Oh.
Like, I'm gonna make the move on Catwoman. Oh, okay, great, go for it.
Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, I get what you mean.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, like, he brings it up later during your kind of, like, your one-on-one time with him later on in the episode. And I didn't choose that option, though, but I was just like, oh, he must have been able to sense that. So that's what that comes from. That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, so you get on the elevator. I don't remember, like, you guys, you know, like, Selena and Bruce talked down there. I don't think that the fighting, she doesn't try to go after you until you're upstairs, right?
Well, was anybody able to swipe the zip drive before, or the thumb drive before Selena?
No.
Yeah, I was like, this is the world's smallest icon to get the stick down to. It's like, and before you know it, she swipes it away from you.
Yeah.
That's what triggers the fight.
I don't think that they made the game to allow you to do it. Either.
Maybe.
That's probably why it's so small. They were like, they will never get this.
The thing is, as soon as I hit I was playing on an Xbox controller. As soon as I hit the trigger button is when Selena grabbed the USB key.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so you have, like, sexy fight time because obviously this is, like, there's, yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like the whole movie of Mr. and Mrs. Smith pulled into like a minute fight. But it went on for a while. And then you had the opportunity to either kiss her or toss her. I tossed her because, again, John is freaking right there. But again, it seems like that John is just like okay with you making moves on her, which I guess makes sense. But again, I was just extremely suspicious that John was going to be like, oh, they know each other. And he acted like they didn't know each other. And so then he would go into Harley and I was going to get this whole scenario in my head. And so I tossed her, even though I wanted to kiss her.
If you try to kiss her, you get thrown.
Butted.
Yeah. Oh, so there's not even. But you could try.
That's good to know.
It was it was honestly really romantic. Like, I would have done it if John wasn't standing right there. Like, I could see him in the background.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a good time. Time and place.
Man, it was such a that was my disappointment. I was like, why couldn't this be just like on a rooftop when we're by ourselves?
Yep.
So everyone, oh well, if you try and kiss her, it doesn't do anything. So doesn't matter. So then you have some one-on-one time with John out and about. This was such an interesting little conversation.
Oh yeah, is this the
dating advice?
Scene? Yeah. So John's asking for dating advice. What did you guys say to John? How did you guys respond? Did you tell him to be himself, or did you tell him that he needs to pull her strings?
I told him to pull her strings. Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
I did too.
Ooh. I was just going to say, I want to know where this wonderful world of Gotham is, where we have never-ending slushies and never-ending frappuccinos.
Yes, it's wonderful, right?
I love the intro to that scene because he just looks like he's going to do something super evil, and then it's like, nope.
Yeah. So he was talking about how he feels like there's this thing inside of him pacing back and forth. And I just told him to let it out.
So did I. Yep. And I also told him to just be himself. And
and
he comes up with that wonderful line about the humming lights in in Arkham and how Harley is like that light to him now.
Oof. I know. Wow. I mean,
well, the way it went is like
I don't want Harley being anyone's light. Thanks.
But that's the way the Joker feels about it, that the humming lights was his sense of normality in Arkham. That was sort of like something he held on to in Arkham, and then he equates that to what, you know, Harley is something he hangs on to now in the outside world, because the outside world is so chaotic, which is interesting for the Joker to say, you know, that the outside world's so chaotic and, you know, messed up, and it's like, you know, he kind of misses Arkham. So.
Sure. People who are chaotic themselves often, I mean, because they create chaos around them, then it's going to be, everything's going to be chaotic to them. But I told him to pull her strings, and then I kind of regretted it after I said it. I was like, well, I should have told him to be himself. But then I was kind of like, I'm not sure if she would appreciate that, because it seems like he's been himself this entire time. And she just kind of like, I don't know. Just kind of like, you know, amuses him, it seems, you know? Amuses his affection for her. At least that's what it seems to me. So I was like, oh, well, you need to try a different approach, I sir. And he was very inspired. And that's when he was like, oh yeah, with you and Catwoman have such a connection. So did anyone do the ink blot test?
Oh yeah. The ink blot test, I think, comes if you choose the manipulate.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I didn't get that.
I got with the imitating Harley for a make-believe date.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Did that go well for you?
Apparently.
Yeah. Some interesting quotes, but
so how did
apparently we're like twins at this point.
Oh, I think he says something similar with the ink blot test though. How did your ink blot test go, Kevin?
It went well. One of them I did like a bat, and then like I did like a ladder or something.
Yeah.
So I, like some of them you could choose like very Batman thing. Other ones you could choose other.
Yeah, which I tried to stay away from because I just did not want to tip. I didn't want to tip him off at all because he said he's. I feel like he said something before that that was just very kind of like he kept saying a couple of things during this time that made him seem like he was because he kept talking. I think he said something to Bruce about, you know, something about him having a mask. But he was talking about like his feelings or like his real, you know, that Bruce is kind of, you know, distant. But at the same time, I was like, oh, is he figuring, is he trying to like put one and one together? And so like anything that was like a bat or like an answer, like a bat or anything to do with Batman, I was like, nope, not answering it. Even though it's what I see, I'm not doing it. But yeah, that was, it was an interesting little moment. And it was just so funny because like in the grand scheme of things of Batman and Joker, this should be really weird and really just strange, but it's completely not. Like they did such, they do such a good job with John. They really do, the developers, but and the writers, I guess.
It's interesting because it's all the while it's in the you know your preconceived Joker is playing in the back of your head.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's like trying to see him as a quote unquote normal.
Yeah, as I said, like, I'm just wait, like I was literally just, like, sitting on the edge of my seat of, like, when is this going to go bad?
Right.
When is this going to go wrong? Because I knew they couldn't have him as such a pivotal part of the series without something happening at some point to kind of start that kind of pivot into darkness. So, yeah.
No parents.
So yeah, so then you're back on the roof. Gordon, and so Gordon, I think Gordon calls you at this time.
Yes.
You know? And so he says something that I'm not sure that was explained in this episode, but he kind of like makes an like he kind of says something to Batman about that Lucius was like possibly making stuff for the Pact or
he, I think it's basically that he, well, it's explained in essentially the, what happens in the next section with, Bruce getting, arrested. Basically Tiffany found, she found Lucius's secret lab. It was like, oh, well, what's he doing? And
okay,
yeah,
which is interesting because, like, because Batman's already told Tiffany or Bruce, she's already been told, or you had the choice to tell her that he was making stuff for Batman. Bruce told her that,
yeah, but she also saw him bringing in Harley and Joker,
yeah, it's Bruce Wayne, yeah. So that didn't tip him to Lucius. It certainly tipped him to Bruce Wayne.
She ended up calling Gordon because she saw Bruce.
Right.
Bringing in
Okay. Yeah, because then that's also like Gordon also during this conversation loops Bruce in and is talking to Batman about Bruce Wayne and how he's suspicious of him and you could kind of be like, well, I guess I'll, you know, you can have the option of being like, well, I'll keep an eye on him or kind of like saying he's innocent. He doesn't have anything to do with this. So then Gordon is kind of a little going off the deep end kind of, I mean, not really seriously, but he kind of gets a little, incensed on the, telephone with Batman. So he kind of, I think he threatens Cat, like he threatens like calling it on Catwoman, that Catwoman's involved. Did you tell him to keep her out of this? I think the options were keep her out of this, or that he was being, you know, or to do what he needed to do, or that, you know, that's a low blow, John, or that's a low thing, or something like that.
I told him it was a low blow.
Or Jim, I mean.
Interesting. How did that go?
The low blow. He got a little bit upset.
That's what I said, too.
Interesting, because I told him, you know, do what you got to do, Jim. I'm not going to tell you to break the law, you know.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, well, because, like, here's the thing. Is that, like, he was using it as, like, he was using something. He was kind of using it against Batman because, like, he was kind of using it as, like, out of frustration with Batman, mm-hmm. it seemed, than just being like, hey, Catwoman's back. Like, I probably should call it in, or, you know, or arrest her or something, find her. It was more like he was doing it out of anger. And so that's why I was like, that's a low blow. Like, you're being stupid.
You're being angry, Jim.
Yeah, you're being angry. Stop being so angry.
I'm Jim Gordon.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's a great impression, Kevin. yeah, so let's see here. Oh, and so then you find John on the roof. After you hang up from Gordon, John's over there by the bat signal.
Impersonating Batman and yes. Gordon.
That was great.
Yes, and is, you know, looking to, because he looks up, I think he told Bruce before that he kind of looks up to Batman. And so he was there kind of like talking to him, chatting with Batman. So how are you guys, did you guys amuse him as Batman, or did you kind of give him the cold shoulder?
I amused him. Mm-hmm. And I let him keep his phone. I wasn't going to smash the Joker's only phone.
Yeah,
you know, like he'd probably steal a new one, but
yeah,
I'm still not going to smash his phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I let him keep it too. I was amused. Yeah. I amused him, and then I was like, yeah, because he'd already said, because I think it's when you visit him in his office or something, he talks about that he wished he had a photo of him and Batman or something. And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the classic, this is going to bite me in the ass, but let's do it anyway. Let him take
the picture.
Like how both photos, both the photo of Bruce and the photo of Batman are both like really awkward, bad photos.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But I did not warn Catwoman about Gordon.
Yeah, I didn't
either. I didn't either.
Oh, like, what? Okay, guys, wait a minute. Wait just a freaking minute here. Like, so you guys were all flirty with Catwoman earlier, in the hideout, whatever. You're all flirty. And then, like, you guys just don't warn her? You just let her, leave her to the wolves?
Yeah, because strategically, it's the smart move.
No,
I didn't want to. Like, with how much Jim was on a warpath, I didn't want to end up getting on Jim's bad side.
Yeah.
I totes warned her. And also because, like, the whole anger thing. Like, Jim brought it up out of anger. Brought Catwoman up out of anger. And I was like, nope, sorry. Like, no. So, I warned her only because Bruce loves her. And, I love her, and then also, like, just to spite Gordon for just being an asshole.
I think I would say 40% not to take the hit with Gordon. 60% is I need to get that encryption key, and I need to get to the laptop. So not letting Selina get to it first. After we fought over it, it's like, I got to do this for that, you know?
Yeah. It was also the had to do with the like encryption stuff, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. So you're back at the hideout. Bane is on a warpath and has your like earlier when you were being questioned or something, and one of the henchmen kind of like put up for you, like said something like, you know, vouched for you, I guess you could say. And so you go back to the hideout, and Bane has this henchman kind of tied up. And he pleads to you, being like, Bruce, like, you know, you remember me, right? Blah, blah, blah. And then, so did you guys say that, oh, yeah, I remember you, like, you know, I'd say I wrote it down here. But did you say that you recognized him and try to vouch for him, or did you pretend like you didn't?
I tried to vouch for him. The Bruce's work. Attempt to vouch for him sounded really, really bad.
Yeah.
And absolute garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that was a brave move. It's like, yeah. No, that's the most unconvincing thing that you've said. Like, yeah. No.
Yeah, he could have been a lot stronger in that endorsement.
For sure. And Bane ends up killing him anyways, no matter what you choose.
Bane being Bane.
Did you guys show sympathy or any empathy for the killing to kind of set Bane off against you more, or did you try and play it cool?
I tried to see if he was okay before Bane had him frozen.
Oh, yeah, they were doing that crazy, like, they were freezing the bodies. Yeah.
Well, he punched him in the face, and then he's like, oh, man, you freaking killed him. And then I was like, you didn't have to kill him or do that. And Harley was also pissed
psychotic
off.
Psychotic arguing, right.
Mm-hmm.
Pissed off because Bane killed the guy before she could actually, like, interrogate him.
Yeah.
Did you tell Harley that you found Project Lotus, or did you tell her that you found nothing, or that you found out about Project Lotus?
I found out. I told her I found out about it.
I did too.
Yeah, I told her I found Lotus.
I was afraid.
It's to, well, that and to take the heat off yourself. You know,
yeah. Like, oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, so. Because she's still looking.
Yeah,
well,
look, I brought you
yet.
A kid.
Not yet. Yeah. So. This is interesting. So, like, what happened? So if you warn Catwoman, Catwoman makes it off with the laptop, with Riddler's laptop. If you don't, I mean, yeah, if you don't warn Catwoman, Jim or John? Who steals it? You guys know.
John.
So John steals the laptop. So what happens there? Because obviously I don't know.
So John steals the laptop. You meet John at, some alley, and he gives you the laptop.
That's right. That was like a plan, wasn't it? That was a plan that John came to you
was
about.
Was this the time when, but you also had the outcome of, the relationship, I think. Was this the time when you had the outcome of the relationship of the advice that you gave him?
No.
End up showing up as well?
No, that'll show up later. Inside information.
So then you meet up with John, and then he asks if you can, like, teach him to do something, and if you choose to agree, you teach him how to, like, throw a batarang.
he totally misses.
Yeah.
Aww.
And then he asks if he can keep it.
Like, no. I didn't let him keep it. I said no.
I let him keep it.
Oh, you let him keep it? Oh, man. Oh, that's...
I'm being very nice to John. I want John to be my best friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of sad in a way, too, playing this game. Because it feels like if John didn't have the influences of Harley and Bane and Dr. Freeze, and if Batman actually took him under his wing, that he probably could have been able to turn out to be a somewhat decent good guy.
Oh, sure. And there are so many people like that, you know? Like, yeah. I remember people, like, back in high school that were like that, like, great. If you had them, like, by themselves or with a certain set of people, but then as soon as they got with, like, this other person or these two other people, they were horrible.
Yeah.
They were horrible. And, like, I know, like, this one kid especially, like, he was, you know, he would kid with me, like he would, you know, he would joke with people, but then like as soon as he got with this other guy who was like more twisted than he was, yeah. he adapted to that personality and just became him as well. Yeah. And yeah, no, but no, I agree. I agree. Because like you can see it there. You can see like, or the way that they wrote John, you can see that, you know, that there are possibilities there, you know, and that he could be a great guy and yeah. he could be, you know, a very helpful, friendly person. But yeah, but then he gets caught up with all these like just horrible individuals. So who have a lot of issues. So, yeah. I agree.
He's a very impressionable, precious cinnamon roll.
Exactly, Kevin.
A green food-colored cinnamon roll.
Exactly. Well, very descriptive and spot on for sure. Okay. So that's what happened. So with Catwoman, if you warn Catwoman, she meets with you. I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to remember. She meets with you on the roof. Like she calls you up to the roof. You meet her up there. Or whatever. You find out she's up there. You meet her on the roof. You have like another tussle, over the laptop. Does she end up giving it to you? There's this whole thing. Oh yeah. There's this whole thing to where like you tussle and then like, Batman kind, you know, you have the opportunity to flirt with her, which I did then because no one was around. Gosh dang it. And and you have the opportunity to offer for her to work, like say that we should work together on this, like we should team up. Does this conversation happen at all if you do the whole laptop thing with John or did Catwoman ever, like, did you ever run to Catwoman any of this episode?
You run into Catwoman, but she's at your, back at your place, and she had a quote-unquote motorcycle accident, but she's just telling Alfred, to give an excuse. So that she doesn't have to say, oh, like I got in a giant run-in with the cops, and barely got out because she has a bloody nose and she has bruises. She basically looks like Bruce did when he got a bunch of rocks thrown on top of him.
See, like, okay, so like,
and then you invite her down to your bat cave and you hug each other.
Let me just interject. If she gets the laptop, you meet her on the roof, you have the opportunity to say we should work together. We can do this together. And then you have the opportunity, of course, after some possibility of flirting, to be like, to either say that you're going to take the next step, like that you're going to take care of it, or you can invite her back to the bat cave.
Yeah, so she doesn't get the laptop. She has the encryption key. But yeah, so you basically either have the option of essentially stealing the key from her or inviting her down to the Batcave and agreeing to work with her to decrypt the laptop and find out.
Right.
And possibly getting a little closer to her.
Yes, and of course, because, okay, like, I'm just like, why am I inviting her down to the Batcave? Like, it seemed very risky to me. Very risky.
So Alfred comes up to you, and he's like, so I see you invited someone down to the Batcave.
Yes.
He's like, and then Bruce is like, well, yes, she's very important to me. And he's like, well, it's good to see you finally have, have someone that you're able to essentially open up to.
Sure.
And then as you're back at the computer, Alfred's essentially like, all right, well, I'm heading back upstairs.
Oh, sure.
Have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You two kids have fun.
Gosh dang it. I missed it completely because I was like, I'm not going to invite her back to my bat cave. I'm just going to take this next step alone. He'll meet up with her later.
Yeah.
And then I said that, and then she was like, oh, I see. Well, you know, we're partners in only some place, in only some areas then. And then she leaves. And I'm just like, dear God, like, I'm horrible at this. And so...
yeah, I wanted to make amends for letting her get
almost taken by the police.
Yeah, get hit by the cops. Oh, that's true. Because she's like, you knew...
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Because you can lie and say, oh, I didn't know about the cops, yeah, but I'm not going to lie.
I forget what I told her. Yeah,
I know. I told her you, and then I was like, well, how can I make it up to you?
Exactly. Oh.
That's and the then, rat I told her.
Then she asked are you going to give me in return? And I'm like, oh. I'll give you me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly the response. Yeah, me.
And pretty much no matter what response I think you would say there, she'd end up being slightly upset.
Well, no, it's like, I can't remember the response I gave, but it ended up in a hug. And then
a hug?
Yeah.
Well, no matter what, like, I think you ended up getting a hug.
Yeah, a hug?
But it was after that.
And she was like, I wasn't expecting this, but I'm really enjoying it.
Aw, yeah. What? That's so sweet. Yeah, I had no Bruce Selena sexy time. It was it was only Batman by himself for me.
What I find hilarious was in the Batcave, if you end up going up to his car and you do the thing with it three times, she's like, oh, if you keep doing that, don't be surprised if it's missing, and then you can't go and like rev up the car anymore.
Nice.
Like, oh crud, Selena's gonna steal my car.
Yeah, for sure. But, that's what.
But I don't know why she's carrying around a pair of heels with her. When you're in the bat cave, and when she and you like go and leave, she's wearing like a pair of heels.
Okay. Well,
I'm like, I don't know why she really carries around heels with her, but whatever.
Yeah, no, but women. They have lots of secrets. Lots of secrets.
But it was interesting because if you go look at your trophy section,
mm-hmm,
you get into a sort of like not a tiff, but she's like, "Why are you keeping? You know, because if you, I guess from a previous save, if you had a relationship, your clock." Her goggles, but her outfit, something else wasn't there. And she gets all kind of like, you know, not a huff, but concerned that like you're some kind of stalker.
Had her goggles and a picture of a black cat hanging on, but I'm using just the default save or whatever.
Okay. And I only had the goggles. So she's kind of freaked out that you're like, you know, are you like stalking / why are you keeping my stuff? Am I just a trophy to you? You know, like, because, and it's right next to Harvey Dent. It's right next to Two-Face.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. It wasn't like by itself or off to on its own. Yeah. It was with all of the other like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I said I keep mementos of friends and foes.
And I said so I can remember you, sort of like, and that's what sort of got it back on track.
Yeah. Good job, Frank. Oh my gosh. Well, that's just upsetting to me. So back at the office.
So you break the laptop and you find out all about Project Lotus.
Yeah. Yeah. There wasn't that much exciting there. It was just kind of, So back at the office, Tiffany's called the police on you, and you're being arrested. But then Waller steps in. Oh, you're being arrested by Gordon's right there. Gordon's the one that's arresting you, as Bruce Wayne, not as Batman, of course. Waller steps in and wraps you, you know, and says, you know, let him go.
He's under our.
He's fine. And then because Gordon was there trying to arrest him, Weller fires him. Probably that amongst other things she fires him for. Did you put up for Gordon whenever Weller was firing him, or just kind of let it happen?
Well, I said don't fire him, but he's like, but he kind of was like, well, you don't really mean much to me because you had the gall to go and like say like, oh, I'll vouch.
Yeah. Like I answered something like I think I remember this now. I answered something like trying to like tell Weller not to fire him, I think. And he said something like coming from you or something like that. And he has this
exact
like
response. Yeah.
Like kind of like terrified look on his face. And I'm just like, okay, like I couldn't tell if he was like touched that I had put up for him or if he was like terrified that I was like vouching for him, Bruce Wayne, the son of like Gotham's, you know, greatest.
I think one of the keys was, well, first, I didn't say anything when I was being arrested, which I think is a big, turns out to be a big plus in the scheme of things.
Sure.
And then when you defend him, which at this, I had the same reaction as you, and I'm like, then you go look at the summary, and it's like, oh, that was actually bigger than I thought, you know, doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So once they're gone, you're alone with Tiffany, who is, you know, very apologetic because she didn't realize, and she said this while you were being arrested, was like she didn't realize it was going to be such a harsh, a harsh experience for Bruce. I think she just thought they would just kind of come in, take him away instead of like putting him to the ground and like handcuffing him. And so how did you guys react to Tiffany? Did you tell her to like get out of your office? Did you tell her that you understood?
I was basically like, well, I guess now's a good time to talk.
Exactly.
Yeah. You want to talk? Let's talk.
Did you tell her that you're Batman?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to know my secret identity?
I did too.
Because it's like I'm fresh out of friends.
For sure. No, I completely agree. And it's kind of like, you know, you're kind of in short supply of people. That's what happened. I think that's something Alfred said, like after, even though I didn't team up with Selina, you know, when I went back to the Batcave to find out the information, Alfred mentions Selina and he said, well, I guess at least we know that she's, you know, there's someone out there. So I thought, well, it'd be nice to have someone else. And then plus the tech help as well. So it would have been interesting if you didn't tell her. Like, I don't know if she would find out eventually because it kind of becomes pivotal later on, but I don't know. So.
Yeah. I just laughed to myself. It's like Batman should have, or Bruce Wayne should have suffered whiplash from the 180 that Tiffany does from like, throw him in jail and throw away the key to oh, you're Batman. That makes everything okay.
Yeah.
I'm Batman.
Yeah. So out investigating.
He does it too.
Oh yeah.
He's like, so totally I'm Batman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Tiffany's just like shocked out of everything. Yeah.
That was worth it. I guess worth the pain and suffering to just see the look of shock on her face.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, of course. Of course. So when you're investigating the spa, quote unquote, the spa, how did you guys like the whole investigation of this area? Because like it introduced, I think maybe for the first time, maybe not. I think maybe you had used the heat sensor once before. But anyways, you could investigate with the heat sensor. There was also, I think, like a tech sensor.
I'm also supposed to be cold,
Okay, yeah. So there was a cold and a heat sensor. How did you guys did this? So like, you know, do you wish that this was used more in the game, or did it seem just kind of like eh?
It seems like it was thrown.
Mm-hmm.
In the mix out of nowhere, and it was kind of annoying at first because I had no idea what I was supposed to do with it at first.
Because
I didn't know I was supposed to do the heat and detect each individual person.
Well, they did mention it previously in the Batcave. If you talk to Alfred and he's like, oh, I upgraded your contact.
But it was kind of like
he was saying contacts and I'm like, my address book?
I remembered his magical contacts.
And I was like, what are you talking about contacts? Because it kept sounding like he was saying contacts as in like my email address or like that type of thing. I'm like,
yeah.
Contacts isn't like, okay, what the, his eyepiece is, or it's like, okay, so that, but then it was like, then once you got in there, it was like, okay, I'm switching between everything, but I'm not quite sure what the game is actually requiring me or asking me to do at this point.
Yeah.
So it took me a little bit that like, plus, it's like those little circles were really kind of hard to see at first.
Yeah, I think I even looked this like I think I even looked up a walkthrough for like at this one part because like I got to where I was like looking, I was looking in, and I was like, well, am I just like not noticing something? But yeah, I had to look up a little bit help just to know what to do next, which was just turning on one of the other sensors, flipping through them. I mean, but yeah, I mean, I will go ahead and just come out on a limb here because, like, I'm afraid if we wait, we just won't think about it, or I just won't think about it. It's not used, as far as I remember, it's not used in the other two episodes.
So it's like one and done.
It's like they had this Batman detective mode feature left over from like that. They're like, oh, we want to be like the Arkham game.
Yeah.
They didn't get around to using it again.
So unless I've completely forgotten, I believe this is like the only time that you really fully use it, which is so weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like something just like throw it in, just like, oh, here you go. We need to put this in somewhere because we came up with the, you know, with the UI or whatever for it. So here we go. This is your moment.
We decided it took too long to write a whole scenario of Bruce sneaking through the spa and finding all this stuff. So let's just give him magical context.
Yeah. I'm wondering though if this was one of the things that was kind of like
could be
that.
Oh yeah, due to time and
due to time that it was just that they wanted to expand upon it, but they just needed to rush through it to get everything.
Yeah, because I think if it was used, like once I found out what to do, like I think if it had been used more in the game, I think it would have been a kind of a cool kind of accessory to be like, oh, I have to like use my sensors to see this area and to investigate this area. But yeah. Yeah. But as there were a few things like that, too, because like you don't really use a lot, because I know in the first season you used a lot of the connecting clues at a crime scene, and you don't really like you used it. I think the first episode, I'm not entirely sure you've used it that much since, or even following this one.
I think you possibly used it in the second one. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, if you did, it wasn't as much as the first one, and then like it seemed like you used it a lot more in the first season.
You did use it in the second one a little bit for some of the Riddler hideout stuff.
The cage. Yeah. Yeah. So Bane shows up there and takes you back to the hideout, but basically like knocks you out and you wake up back at the hideout. You have a little conversation with Harley in her office. She tells you a couple things about like her past, I think her father. And then she starts asking, I think, questions about Tiffany. Because at this point, she's trying to find the mole. And that's like her like main objective is to like find the mole that took the information from the laptop or took the laptop. How did you respond to her asking questions about Tiffany? Did you act like that you didn't know her? I think you could also kind of be like, leave her out of this or something.
Yeah, I told her to leave her out of this.
I pretend like I didn't know her, which she saw right through. She was like, she was like, oh, right. Okay.
I'm trying to remember if it was at this point where you ended up having the thing where Because at some point during the episode, because I had told John to be manipulative and be like, act like you're the only one that can do a particular thing. And that's when Harley at some point calls me into her office and is talks about her different toys that she has and that John is one of her toys.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the time. That happens here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So John eventually comes in the office, I think, or she calls him into the office. And you can kind of frame John for being the traitor if you want to try to. Because Harley's getting very incensed by this point and wants to find, is very into finding the mole. Did anyone try to put the blame on John?
No.
No.
Like, I kind of put him up to it in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right. And you guys even like that, that was true for you. For me, it wasn't even a true statement. Like, right. You know, it would have just been me putting off the blame. But yeah. Okay. All right. So, okay.
Well, at this point, I was like really confused because, not confused, but like confused, annoyed because it's like, wait a minute. Joker stole it and gave it to Batman. Now, how would Bruce Wayne know that? You know? So it's like it got all confused because the game sort of like skipped a step. Because originally Joker was going to, Joker promised it to two people. He promised it to Bruce Wayne and he promised it to Batman, but he gave it to Batman. So it's like, how does, you know, if you're looking from the Joker perspective, how does Bruce Wayne even know about that? You know, Bruce Wayne should be really annoyed that Joker didn't give him the laptop.
So how did the episode end for you guys? Like, did it end up with a choice between you taking the fall for Joker or were you still taking the fall for Catwoman?
It was a choice between taking the fall for Catwoman or taking it.
Did Catwoman play into your narrative if John's the one that took the laptop?
Because she rooted it down to being the only mole was either... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was either you or Catwoman because she talked to everybody else. And John came in the office and like was like, oh, I'm going to hit you. You could tell him to hit you again.
Right.
Oh, that's
fake,
right.
Fake interrogation, yeah.
I forgot about that. That was interesting.
So, anyway. I ended the episode just chilling out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that's really, yeah, okay.
Which I said, what the hell, let's go for it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really interesting like, how they worked her into yours, though. But like, yeah, like for me, I mean, I was taking the fall for her because she actually was the one that took the information. I figured Bruce probably would anyways, like, yeah, so we all took the fall for Catwoman.
Yep.
Of course, it doesn't matter because apparently I read that if you don't, it ends up that. Oh no! Does it? Like she escapes? She tries to escape, but then she ends up getting locked into like another chamber or something.
Yeah. But it does change the outcome of what happens. Okay. What you end up doing with the. Or what happens with
right.
Batman, because they're going down to the spa and they're not going there with Batman or Bruce Wayne. So there's going to be a little bit more probably carnage.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Wow. Yeah. What a ride. And this was the point where I was like, I can't stop here. And so I kept going.
Took the emergency brake off and just.
So thank you guys. Oh, so what is there anything that you guys want to see in the upcoming episodes that you would like resolved or?
I just want Joker to or John to become the Joker.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. What's the name of that? The one woman who you save in episode two.
Oh, Avesta? Agent Avesta?
Yeah. I hope that there's more Avesta because, like, Franco had said that Avesta gave, like, was inside the bar or whatever, but I didn't end up having her there.
Well, she was,
she only showed up during the time when you got, or after, like, your arrest with, And I'm hoping that there's a little bit more Avesta because she wasn't featured much at all.
And at the arrest, you see that she has one of those ear implants.
Yeah.
She has like high tech hearing aids.
I was like, I knew it.
I don't think hearing aids really look like that.
I knew it. Yeah. So.
She doesn't need it in mine because I saved her.
Oh, that's right. True.
Yeah. Because you let everybody die.
He was a putz.
But you let all those other guys die too.
Only one agent.
He did say
only him die. Only he dies.
Well, it all depends how many questions you get wrong. If you only let one question go, only one agent dies.
He did. He does thank you for saving his life, though. If you do save him,
oh, Baker.
Yeah.
He was a putz.
You missed it. Wow.
Wow.
Man. Wow,
Franco.
I did not like the way he treated me.
I do agree with you.
He was like Mr. Hard Nose, you're guilty and I'm going to prove it kind of thing.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Yeah. That marked his sentence right there.
Oh my goodness. Well, on that note, thank you guys for chatting about this episode with me this week. Next week, we'll be talking about episode 4 of Batman, The Enemy Within, which is called What Ails You? And then also on Thursday, July the 25th, which is next week, we're having a special night, special chat of Dragon Age 2. And also, our next month chat is in August, on August the 13th, and it is for Pyre, the Supergiant game. So I'm super excited about that one. If you want more Game Chat, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcasts under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat. And you can search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. You can leave us a review or a question on our topic for our current game, and we might read it on the show. You can email us those at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. If you want to join in on a chat, you can email us at jointhechat@thegamechat.net, or you can send us pictures of cute dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back next week, where we'll again be chatting about episode 4 of Batman The Enemy Within. So until next Tuesday, thanks for listening, and I'll chat at you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.